So metta, loving kindness, a desire to really open up, to go beyond our likes and dislikes, not to lose our discriminating factor or our critical factor, but to go beyond that and still love. And living in the greater mandala is living from love. It's realising and recognising that we're not separate from each other. The Buddha taught that all phenomena arise in dependence upon other phenomena, that everything arises in dependence, that there is nothing which is inherently separate. There is nothing which has separate identity. The Buddha taught that what we think of as a self and a separate self is empty. So not empty in the sense that it doesn't exist. Of course we exist. If somebody comes and slaps me in the face, I'll feel it. I'll probably work hard not to slap them back. But I will feel it. And if I did slap them back, they would feel it. In that sense, we exist. In a purely physical sense, we exist. But we don't exist in the sense that we think we exist. We think we exist completely separately. The Buddha said, no, nothing is completely separate. That everything arises and passes. So how do we understand that? Well, we understand that within this great aesthetic appreciation. It's the same thing, it's coming into relationship. Again, not through a sense of utilitarian desire or need or utilitarian ego-based way of approaching the world, but an actual coming into dance with all beings, really, when we recognise that in this flow of arising and passing, there is nothing which is inherently separate. So this is the Bodhisattva path. It allows us to go beyond that sense of separation. It allows us to transform ourselves and our world. We recognise that ourself and our world are not separate, that we condition our world and we are conditioned by it, that there's a relationship. The poet Robert Haas says that writers have different ways of relating to the world in their writing, that they bring the world into being in different ways. And two of these ways I love, actually. One of them, he says, we dream the world into being. And he also says we transform the world. I think the Bodhisattva dreams the world into being in the sense of creating this beautiful living mandala. So the Bodhisattva creates a world of harmony and of beauty. But that's created through love. And that love is also what transforms the world. We transform the world through metta and through wisdom. And through holding lightly to the things that we need to do. So we don't stop doing the things that we need to do, but we kind of don't take ourselves quite so seriously. I often think there's a very strong and deep spiritual practice in the phrase, get over yourself.